Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting third. The DH, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McNally. Harper moves to second. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McNally. Cater scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander spins and fires to second, and Yastrzemski is picked off. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. One out. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 0 in the game. Beniquez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Beniquez reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive to center field. Benitez throws towards the plate. Montgomery fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Montgomery. Blair goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Orioles. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Bumbry moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Guerrero moves to second. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Guerrero moves to third. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Cecil Cooper now playing first base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Blair reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Orioles. Dick Pohl now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing third base. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bellinger is called out on strikes. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bumbrey bunts towards the mound. Pohl fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Coggins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-4 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Pohl covering, for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.